Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Kossoff, the author of Executive Thinking, and also Managing for Quality, which is the best book I've ever seen for small businesses to learn about quality. Leslie, again, I know I've said this many times before, but congratulations on making that, taking the effort to make something, the quality document, makes sense for small business.
Thank you. I very, very much appreciate that. I loved writing that book, and I'm glad that it helps. It's had a great run. It continues to have a great run.
Yeah. So we're talking about quality, folks, and as I said, we've talked about the quality process versus quality service in the past, but what we're doing today, we're talking about quality as it relates to some kind of credential, some kind of certification, some kind of something that you can demonstrate in advance. So, for example, if you get an RFP, if you get a request for proposal, and in that proposal it talks about quality. If we bring you on as a vendor, if we integrate you into our process, and day one, are your technology, your people, are your processes going to be? Are they going to hit the ground running and pick up with us and dovetail and move along so we can make progress? Or are you going to be an impediment day one because we're going to have to bring you along from a quality standpoint based on what we have to provide our customers? It all rolls up, doesn't it?
It does, and you're getting to exactly the reason why these certification requirements, whether it's in the form of an ISO or anything else, basically, I'm always referring to it as a supplier certification system on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether you're going through an actual registration process or not, what your customer wants to know is that they can count on you providing what it is that they need in a consistent way in terms of the specifications of what they're asking for, mm-hmm. the delivery schedule, that everything that they need, that it's beyond the odds are that you're going to deliver, but
right.
that they have a real sense of assurance, and that comes from documentation, and that was the basis of ISO
right.
and all of the rest of them.
Let's say that your customer makes a plastic part for that becomes a component of a piece of equipment that becomes a part of a bigger machine that's built somewhere else in the world. And you make the boxes that puts that little plastic part that they ship that little plastic part in. Well, that box has got to go through a lot of different hands, and your customer, the plastic part company, has to make sure that box is made to the specifications and with the kind of quality that will get it all the way down the line that's been requested, been required by the ultimate customer, you know, wherever they may be. You've got to plug in at that level, don't you? Even down here at the little box level.
Absolutely. And again, every step up the line counts on the step before doing exactly that, so that by the time the box that has the little plastic part that has been put into something else and something else, which may be on a container shipped to God knows where,
right.
wherever it might be in the world, arrives in exactly the perfect condition that they need it in, with easy access in and out of the little box that the plastic component was put in, every single detail. And that when the ultimate manufacturer, the ultimate customer, before it goes out to the consumer, is working on their budgets, they're counting on you building that box so that their parts are going to be in perfect condition.
Right, right, exactly. Now, in order for you to be able to accomplish that, in that RFP that you've got, you've got to be able to in your proposal that they've asked you for, You've got to be able to deliver certain certifications, certain credentials that maybe a third party has awarded you, that you paid for, that you've earned, so that they know that and once they see that credential, then that allows you to come and dance at the party. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go home with the king. It just means you're going to get to come dance with the party. Dance at the party, right? It gets you in the door, but that is one of the hurdles you've got to go through, isn't it?
It is. But the important thing about that, again, that in and of itself is a decision. Do you is it worth it to you to spend the tens and more thousands of dollars that it's going to cost you to get to that registration point? But the decision even before that is the decision to get your processes so consistent and so well documented for your own purposes,
right,
that no matter who your customer is and whether or not they need any kind of outside registration or certification, you can deliver that, because without taking on the cost of the registration, if you take on the philosophy and you go through the steps on your own, not imposed the way that the certification system does, but as an internal quality improvement process, you're going to get your costs down, you're right, going to get your quality up.
You never get a request for proposal requiring quality, yep, process.
Absolutely not. This is the whole reason behind it, is for your own purposes, not for someone else's.
Right. Yeah. It's well said, and excellent point. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Leslie Kossoff after these messages. Kossoff.com, right, Leslie?
That's it.
Two S's and two F's, Kossoff.com. Check it out. You'll find her books there and all the other things that she does, and you need to know about Leslie Kossoff, folks, so check it out. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.